Patrick X, mobile.
4 NAP, good afternoon, Patrick.
How are you doing this afternoon?
And we're doing, we headed back to the house. I had to take a couple of grandkids to band camp. They getting ready for kickoff of school year and the football season. You know how that is.
Things getting ready to kick in high gear now.
Day Ben.
I'm running behind a little bit today, but that's not too unusual.
Making a dollar, don't worry about it. Being late a little bit ain't going to hurt a thing.
What I run into is I can't get to a few of the shops. The last one is there in the end of the day, so they tend to get a little cranky about it.
So, that's road construction.
Days are just that way. Shops take longer, and guys want to stand around and ask for a price on everything before they buy something.
Understand that. That's just natural business and just won't know what they got to come up with. I'm just as bad.
That's what I say. Some days it just adds up that way. It's nothing unusual for a Thursday, though.
Just have to tell them. I'll try and see you tomorrow.
Did I get you a nap in this morning?
Yeah, I got me a couple hour naps in. They were real good. Looked after me real good this morning.
Here, maybe you can get you another one before you go to work this afternoon.
4 hours before I have to go in. Well, we here at the house, and Miss Kennedy is ready to go in the house. She wants a snack, so I guess I need to go feed her. But you be careful. Have a good day, and I hope to get you in the morning. So be at 4 and AP, you'll be clear on your phone.
Ed, you be careful out there this evening running the roads, and I may try to get up in the morning and give you a shout. K04HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
Good afternoon, Dave. Oh, did you hear that? They're coming to take me away. And probably justifiably so in their OTR. I think they were about $15 or no, $19.99 or something, Dave. But that's still a steal as far as I was concerned. So I bought two of them. I use mine the whole time. The only thing I noticed different is not lighted, Dave, and I don't think it's got a lockout on it or something. I don't know. It was something I spotted on, I believe, eBay. It's been so long, but it was for that ICOM 208. I got a handy talk in. I bought batteries for it, probably 6 months to a year ago, and I've never done that. And I just figured out a friend of mine wants his wife to be able to do satellite communication. And it's one of the old good Yaesu 51Rs, you know. And they were, $400 and $450 back then. They weren't cheap. But it's dual band, so that ought to be able to do satellite communication. mentioned it to you that I'd give it to you a year or so ago, and you said you had lots of handy talkies. And Chad come over, and he's a new ham, and I haven't even told him yet. I was just thinking about it after he left. He snarfed up that peach and raspberry pie that Bernice had made with a nice glass of milk, and we had a good old time. And he was fascinated with that frosting glass, so I gave him one. He's a good guy. He's built like Charles Atlas, but I think I'm just going to do that. If it'll do that for the satellite communications, I'll just give it to him. The kid has bought me a HTX 202 Radio Shack, and my foreman the last year I worked, he stole it from me, so I hope he gets good use out of it, and if it makes him feel good. But I have a Yaesu, and it's a generation older than the one that the one I'm talking about is, this 51R. Those are good radios, they really are. I think mine's a 450 or something. I don't remember, Dave. But I keep it in the end table upstairs. And I have used it to check in on the net occasionally. But, gosh, I used to run that thing mobile through a little amplifier, you know, that was 5 watts in, 35 out. And I sold it to our friend that rides the Harley, that we don't hardly hear anymore, W1, I can't remember his name or his call right now, but you know him very well, and he had Harley Davidson. He tried to put it on there. I don't know if he ever succeeded or not. That's who it was. Yeah, he's a nice fella. Just don't hear him very often anymore. It's been so long, I forget his name when he calls at times. But he was one of the good ones, and he ran that on there. I ran it in the car with a mobile mount antenna up on top from probably MFJ back in the good old days. You throw the number back at me now. Whatever number I told you a while ago. I'm easily confused with my age, Dave. Yeah, I count 208, I think it is, H. And I got two of them, and I seen those microphones, and I just grabbed them, and they work just fine. They're just not quite as fancy as the OEM is, but who cares, as long as they work good. sounds real good, Dave. No problems whatsoever. I used to have a friend in McCune, Kansas, W0HBR, Hillbilly Radio. Nicest fellow. His name was Joe B, and I can't remember what it stood for. And his wife was a ham radio operator, and I always used to consider kid her and Joe, especially Joe, when I talked to him, and I'd tell him, well, I don't want to talk to you, Joe, because you're just in advanced class, and she's extra class. And she'd get a kick out of that. One of my great friends back in Kansas was a chief engineer at KOAM TV, and then Jack Buffington, just an absolute brilliant man. I remember going out to the TV station and working on the 2-inch videotapes that they were in cassettes, and whenever they go for commercial, those things would jump in there and the cassette would play, and if it folded, well, Jack had to go, and I was in college at the time, and he was my teacher, and he took me out there with him. It was so interesting. But he said, Tom, he said, there's just no way I'm going to do 20 words a minute just to get 25 kilohertz. Neither one of them ever did. N0TR. Yeah, I think the bottom line was, Dave, and I was a VE back then, and I heard every excuse in the world, all it takes is elbow grease in time, and if you'll devote the time, I even had one guy tell me he had heart disease, so he couldn't do Morse code, and he wanted me to give him a waiver, and I said, no way, and he even tried to get the doctor to give him a waiver, and the doctor wouldn't, but I like that bottom 25 kilohertz. It was the operators were very class. You didn't hear any swearing. Now you hear it all the time on Morse code. I just can't believe it. And it was well worth the effort. But I never thought I'd ever achieve it. But you're exactly right. That advanced class was by far the hardest test. Especially for me, because I'm not like you. The mathematics comes very hard for me because I goofed off. But mostly, the extra class at that time seemed like, if I remember rightly, 27, 28 years ago, whatever it is, was mostly on the uplinks, downlinks to the satellites and stuff that I really wasn't interested in, which made it difficult in a way, but nothing to the extent of the advanced class. And so I took the extra class by itself, and then I went back later to Joplin, Missouri, and took the 20-word-a-minute class. And I got it perfect almost all the way through, and then I started to do the bad thing, and that's go back and try to pick up what you missed. And so I missed the rest of it, but I think I had 100 or 125 characters in a row that I copied, so I passed it. But I got to tell you, I was fed up with it. I said, I'd never use code again, Dave, and now I like it better than ever. Well, I think that's the way with anything, Dave. I was working at a job, and I had a 5-ton air conditioning license. It wasn't the one you do an open book test on. I had to take a test for it, and they had a guy quit that was the head of HVAC at this printing place. And they said, Tom, we'd like you to take that job, but have you got the license? And I said, no. But I said, I can get it. And they said, oh, how long? And I said, well, it takes 2 years of OTEC. And I said, I'll do it in 3 months. And I'd had a year of HVAC because I worked on the chillers and the bearing coolers for precision machine tools and stuff like that. But I didn't take the full 2 years because I wasn't going to be an HVAC man. And they said, yeah, we'll do that. Well, I went to Kansas City and took the 3 tests for it. And, Dave, that just makes you ready to learn. I took over the responsibility, and I done it. But I got to tell you, I in no way was a qualified HVAC man. Now, I knew how to handle the controls, and I'd worked with 480 all my life. But you're just ready to learn, just exactly like you described with the ham license. Yeah, the light's working up here, by the way. Yay! It's been working a couple of days, Dave. Very true. Now, I wish you'd come to the Woodman of the World over there lodge next Monday, I guess it is. It's the second Monday of the month. And Ariel's putting on a show that would immensely interest you. You would really, really like it. And in my 4G, and he's at the level you are. He's an engineer, and RF-wise, he can design and use the Smith charts and all of that stuff. But there's 4 things he's given a lecture on at the meeting next week, so I'm going to try to attend that. And I know a lot of it will be over my head and maybe not that interests me, but I can, if I can pick up that email, I'll forward it to you, Dave. I think you'd really love that, and you don't have to be a member to You know where that's at over there on the east side of Greer, don't you? It is. He's a wonderful man, and he's been very busy lately. He usually comes by the house now and then, and we just love him, and his wife, too. And just an absolute brilliant man. My son-in-law used to work for him in Scotland, and he said anytime, when he was at GE, he said anytime you had something with the numbers, he said he was the go-to guy. Boy, I can believe that. He just immensely smart and humble. He'd never admit it. But I'm going to try to go home. Hope to see you there. So it'd be impossible for somebody like me to do that, but I've always told him he'd give me the frequency that I'd be there for him, but he just gets so busy he forgets, I'm sure. But I've worked him a few times, but we used to talk every night on CW on 17 meters, and just, you know, about family and work and this and that. And I miss that, and it really lets my code go to, you know, where. And he's a fine operator. But even he admitted the other day when he was here, he says, you know, Tom, making those contacts like that's one thing. But he said, buddy, I'm getting rusty, too, on conversational CW. That's the hardest thing in the world, when you just out of the blue start having a conversation with somebody in Morse code. I used to stay up real late in Kansas to be able to work the South Pacific and that. I was talking to a guy in, I believe it was Australia or New Zealand. I'd say Australia. One night, and I called CQ, and it was dang near midnight. And I was a little brain dead anyways, and I wasn't all that good. I was probably a general at the time, and I called it a faster pace than I was able to receive. And he was not friendly like the computer is. Not one bit. Told me not to send CQ at a speed that I could not receive at, because I kept asking him to slow down. And so you're 100% on there, Dave. And I'll never forget working you one night on CW, but it's been a few years. But I just kind of been waiting on the sunspots to come up, because I haven't seen anything. Well, about a week ago, I caught a guy up in Pennsylvania, and I talked to him for 18 minutes, I think. And I was just blown away after 18 minutes, Dave. About those things and read about them, but I've never been around anyone like that. When I took the commercial FCC license, I took it at Carthage, Missouri. And I'll never forget, there had to be two extra class operators and one FCC official there. And there was this old man, and his call was WO0X, I think it was, but they called him Wooks. And he had been the chief of what they call him, telegraph operator aboard ship. Oh, there was a name for it, Dave. Many ships. And when I got done, that old man had a, wasn't Remington Rand, it was one of the old black typewriters. Gosh, I remember it if I seen it again. And he took the second class FCC ticket. Now, I was taking the first, and he wanted to renew his CW license. And he sat there on that old thing, and I can't remember the name of it, but it was all encased in a factory case. And that old gentleman was 72 or so years old, and they played a tape, and he copied that at 25 words a minute, and he never missed a single letter or syllable. Just totally amazing. And when he got done, he says, Tom, he says, you seem like a fine lad. He says, come over here. He showed me pictures that he had in there of the different ships he'd been on. And this one he was testing, he was going to go to Bahrain. And he wanted to take his wife. And they said he couldn't take his wife. And he said, well, I won't take the job. And they changed their mind. The ship was up in Seattle or someplace waiting. And so he showed me all of these certificates that had been signed off from every captain of that ship that he had been on all over the world. I was honored to be in his presence. Yeah, I just figured you got a ding from work or something, Dave. Well, they wouldn't let his wife go with him to Bahrain because women weren't allowed there, and the ship was up in Seattle or someplace, and so he just told them no. Well, they changed their mind, but she couldn't leave the ship, I guess, when she got over there, and it's been many years ago, Dave, and he was taking the second class, and I was taking the first, and they showed me all of these certificates of every captain of every ship had to sign off on him as being the, I forget, I thought about doing it one time, but I don't like ships that well. But they always had a chief telegrapher aboard each ship because, you know, they had to monitor, what was it, 500 kilohertz and It was before the Global Maritime Distress System, and I had to take that test first, which was a small test, 100 possible questions, and they picked 20. But it really made you think. And he was there, and he took me over to the side, and he showed me all these things. And he'd done that for many years and traveled all over the world, just being the head telegrapher on board ships, Dave. Bye, Dave.
She's over here, but
she was listening to us. She wasn't falling asleep. Take care, Dave. Got to take care of business first. W4DJW and 0TR73s, and I've got to shut the car down and sit in her island.